Okay, guys, so we got to ask by a couple different people in some form or fashion why we chose an insert over just a regular masonry fireplace. So a couple of reasons. When you put an insert in, you don't have to rebuild your foundation up near as much in the bottom to withstand a full masonry fireplace going all the way up through your ceiling. But the main reason is I grew up with a regular masonry fireplace, and you could build a big old fire in it, and as long as you're standing within 2 or 3 foot of it, you're gonna get warm, but at 5 or 6 foot, you can't feel any of it. So with this fireplace, with this insert, you know, you can sit right here and it gets warm. It's got a blower that comes on when it gets up to a certain temperature, and it'll blow all the way across the living room. You can turn it up or down on the blower. You can pull the door off of it if you just want it to burn on its own and get that ambience there, how do you say that?
Ambiance
right there, if you just want that crackling sound. So our house is spray foam insulated. When we built it 10 years ago, we spray foamed it. So this fireplace right here doesn't burn hardly any wood. That's another advantage over a regular masonry fireplace, is that I can set the airflow that comes into it, and I can work that fire up and down at night and make it burn all night on just a few pieces of wood. So we burn a whole lot less firewood than a lot of people that have a regular masonry fireplace, because it doesn't consume as much and it puts off more heat. It'll heat this whole house. It blows across the living room to the return vent. During the winter, I'll turn the circulate on constant, so it'll pull hot air out of the living room and pump it into the rest of the house and keep the house warm. So great question. Let me know what you use. Insert, fireplace, and why you like it better over the other. Or wood stove, maybe. Y'all keep ranching.